castle, tiny fishes, why don't you please the Japanese? I'm watching the garden growing on an island, surround the binding, run your fingers through the filings.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. And if a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And when, my love, for life is running dry, you come. You come and pour yourself on me. If a man could be two places at one time, well, I'd be with you tomorrow and today beside you. If the world should stop revolving, spinning slowly, down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through, then one by one, stars would all go out. Then you and I would simply fly away.
This show is spontaneous innuendo. My name is Paco. Shouts outs to all. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco Radio.
estado de sítio, eu frito na sua, assim é do que eu piro. Se você quer que pipoque, eu grito. Fio desencapado, a vida em estado de corte, cor de rosa e rock and roll, mais de 200 volts. Seu toque, uou, me acelerou. Descarga elétrica, mil graus, dando choque, liquidação total. É queima de estoque, tô dando choque, liquidação total. De sítio, eu frio na sua, assim é do que eu viro. Se você quer que pipoque, eu grito. Fio desencapado, a vida em estado de corte, cor de rosa e rock and roll, mais de 200 volts. Seu toque, uou, me acelerou. Descarga elétrica, que liquidação total. É queima de estoque, tô dando choque, liquidação total. Thank you.
your hands to your side. Don't touch me unless I let you. Can I worship you? Sure. Will you do anything? Anything, 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 anything. Ropes feel like satin. Pearls feel like chains. I need pleasure and pain.
Chicago, but he wanted to go on back to Mississippi. He wanted to learn real good blues and make a name. So he went on down.
Yeah, I know. I read all about this, Willie. He went down to the crossroads. That's where Robert Johnson made his deal with the devil.
You read about it?
Yeah, they have tons of books on blues folklore and things.
Oh, give me that folklore. Shit, it happened. Now, that's where Robert made his deal, and after he told me about it, that's where I made mine. They learn you in school what happened to Robert?
Well, some books say he was shot, some say he was poisoned. One said he was poisoned, then he was stabbed. I don't think anybody really knows.
Yeah, well, I know. It all means just one thing, dead.
Right, Willie. And you made your deal at the crossroads.
Yeah, I made a deal. Had my piece of fame and fortune. What come of me? State pen, prison ward, old folks' cage.
You really did shoot somebody, didn't you? I mean, I know that's why they put you in jail and everything, but you really did it.
Damn right. Snooks Jordan, the guitar man, he was doing the business. Come to find out, he was taking more than his part of the money, telling me that's all the man was paying. I smacked him right in his face while he was driving. He pulled over, took this half pipe, broke it on the road and come back in on me, shot him in the neck.
And you didn't get out on parole or nothing?
No, I didn't have nobody to stand for me. I didn't have no place to go. All I got was hellhounds on my trail.
Well, it's not over yet, Willie Brown. Well, this is it. We're down south, Willie. How does it feel to be back in the land of cotton?
Tennessee ain't bad, but she ain't a pretty piece like old Mississippi.
I won't be long now. This is where we're going to change buses, remember?
Sorry, remember. What do you think? I done lost all my faculties.
Why don't you give me the money, Willie? I'll go get the tickets.
So she was paying the freight.
No. You know I paid from New York to here. You're taking care of the rest, pal.
Come on. Taking care of the rest.
Damn right you are. Now give me the money. We'll get the tickets.
Now that's going to be a problem.
Why's that?
What do I look like to you? John D. Rockefeller? I ain't got that kind of money.
Hey, stop joking around. We don't have much time. Just give me the money. We can get out of here. The money, Willie. Come on. Give me the money roll. Otherwise, we're not getting any place. Thank you.
Now, count it up, because I don't know exactly how much I got.
Willie. What the hell is this newspaper shit? There's only $40 here.
That's about right. That's it.
What are you trying to pull with this?
$40 ain't nothing to sneeze
well,
at.
It's certainly not going to get us to Mississippi. You know that. You... Oh, just wait here. I'll find out what shit you got me in now.
He's
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I need to get to Yazoo City, Mississippi. How far is that from here?
Yazoo City, about 200 miles.
200 miles? Well, I got $40. I need to get two people there. How far do they get?
Two people?
Uh-huh.
That ain't even gonna get you one third the way.
That's what I thought, but thank you. Nice going, Willie. Yazoo City's over 200 miles from here. What are we going to do now with $40?
Simple. Call your mama. Tell her to put it all on her credit
card. I told you to leave her out of it. I'm not calling my mother. I'm not going to call my father in Chicago.
What's your daddy doing in Chicago?
They're divorced. It's not your business anyway.
That's what they get for getting married.
Willie, the hell with you. I'm not calling either one of them. You understand? We got $40. Well, we're going to handle this now.
Ain't you got pride? Maybe one thing we can do in that circumstance.
What? What's that?
Hobo.
Hobo?
Yeah, I've done it for 70 years of my life. Robert Johnson done it all of his. Ain't no sense in stopping now. Welcome to Bruceville, son. What's the matter with you, Lighty? Why are you looking so down in the mouth?
Hey, no problem. I like sharing the back of a truck with a lot of chickens. It's my idea of a real good time.
Well, it should be. You in Mississippi, the home of the blues, and standing on Highway 61.
Wonderful.
Look, you go down this road, and you run right smack dab into the heart of where it all started. I can understand why you ain't happy. This is the real thing. This ain't no book.
What are you doing?
I'm changing my tie. And I could use a little help.
I ought to choke you.
You do, and you get knocked on your ass. This is a Mississippi string tie. This is what a blues man wear in this state. Them other ties, they for city folk. Thanks, Lightning. Now get you some on back out there and get us another ride. We got a long way to go to Fulton's Point. About 40 more miles and we make it into Greenville.
Great. Greenville, Mississippi is where I've always wanted to be.
You don't know nothing. A lot of good blues men from around Greenville. A lot of fine fox and mamas, too. Yes, sir. Greenville's famous for pussy. Hey, look at the train over there. Get that lost song if you can't make the train talk. Anyway, you plan is gonna take you 10 years.
Well, maybe I'll just have to do what you did, Willie. I'll go down to the crossroads and I'll strike up a deal with the devil, and that'll take care of the whole thing.
Don't you ever say that again.
Feet. Clap your hands. for cloudbursts should fall. While the world plays run for run, raindrops plays a melody. And love supplies the harmony. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain.
Valencia.
Friday morning is here. Coming through RadioValencia.fm, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online, on the streets, in the sky. RadioValencia.fm. Community radio at its best, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Go to Radio Valencia now. Find out how you can be part of this station. Be in front of the scenes. Be behind the scenes. Be in the middle of the scene. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. That's station. STATION. At RadioValencia.fm. If you have music, send it to bands at BANDS at RadioValencia.fm. The door is unlocked, but you must walk through. Radio Valencia. Friday morning is definitely here. This show is Spontaneous Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. Today, is another special show. We go into overtime. I'll be subbing in for DJ Mark and his show dropped the charges. Mark returns next Friday and every Friday from 12 to 2. All will be well. He brings back the vinyl. He brings back the groupies. All will be well. Till then, I'm here till 2 p.m. Special edition Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, ese. I, I love lighters. I watch old lighter videos. I like the old school ones. Now the best is the cheap lighters, too. The little see-through colored ones. I don't know if they're still a dollar. I think some parts in San Jose you can still find them for a dollar. One of those cheap lighters on the ground and they just go pop, and they can get a big noise too, you know. For the longest time, guys, I would always carry around two of those cheap lighters, orange and red one, you know. And I'd hang out. I used to buy them by bulk. You know, you could buy those lighters in bulk. So you got a bulk of lighters. You know, but I make sure to carry two around, man. You know, because, you know, I like to, like, are we hanging out with my friends? We have a good night. Alright, see you guys later. Pop, pop! Every time you leave, it's the best. That's how you exit. With noise. And it'll be beautiful. It'll be stupendous. And I like it. I got the orange. You said, you heard I said the orange lighter and the red lighter, the cheap ones, right? Because those are easily breakable. They're not like, you know, these big ones being a bic and not breaking when you drop it on the ground. This other lighters want to be a bic, you know, and, you know, I want to throw them on the ground and they don't want to pop. They're like, nah, you can't make me pop. What a bic, you know? You know, let's just say you gotta be a lot stronger to pop those. I've seen it maybe once or twice, but it was like a dude did like a, he was like five steps up of a stairs and he did a front flip to pop it. He generated like all this force, so he, you know, he windmill. That's right. Just make it pop. You got the little ones, dude, even harder. The little ones were even harder to break. You know, you gotta go with those cheap ones. I've seen the long lighters. You guys ever seen those? I see them every once in a while. They're a little too long, you know. But I'm all about, you know, I'm still about a Zippo. I gotta get better at fixing lighters, you know. I try to bring it to one of those jeweler guys, and they said they fix lighters. And then we walk in, and the guy looks like a Cyclops from the X-Men. You know, he has this visor on, and the visor is like a magnifier. You know what I'm saying? a magnifying glass. So, because a lot of these little like screws and all that stuff is, they're small. And the components to, like, let's say a watch, lighters even, and other parts of jewelry, there's little things attached, bruh. But it'd be sick. To have like a lighter, like a high class lighter, but it could be broken, but it could also be put together again. That's my dream. I just realized it. You know, sure, you have to find the pieces, but if you make them in a right way, and they gotta be like steel, titanium, alloy. That's the only thing. It had to be super durable. Maybe you could get that pop sound by just opening it up and not really exploding. You know, it opens up like a, like one of those Pokemon balls. You ever seen those Pokemon balls, guys? When my nephew's got these toys, and I think it's part of the cartoon, they're in a ball. And the Pokemon character comes out of the ball. But the ball stays the same. It doesn't break apart when you drop it. You just gotta close it again. That's kind of like I'm talking about, the same concept. We're brainstorming here. You know? Fako, are you talking about explodable, durable, get put back togetherable, high class lighter made out of titanium steel alloy, the same stuff Wolverine has as his hands? Are you talking about those kind of blades? Well, you're in your own world, Facko. But I ain't lying, guys. There's been crazier things they've made. And I see all these inventions from even just 100 years ago on opening a can that are way more advanced than the stuff we have now, that you see on a regular basis. You know, you wonder, this is how it was. It's like when, even before, like 100 years ago, hey, I'm going to make up this, you know, I found out how to make this cigarette, you say, okay? Long time ago.